How, what would a minister say?
Well, so-and-so just...
passed away or died.
Now, you know any terms that are kind of crude for that? I mean, you know, when you were a kid, you learned all kinds of, instead of saying, he died, you might say something else. What would you say, you know, like, well, so-and-so yesterday, or so-and-so a couple of years ago, I remember when old so-and-so, you know, he
kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if somebody had an unknown disease, and they said, "Well, what caused his death?" You'd say, "Well, I don't know what. I don't know what." Go ahead and finish. I don't know what he.
What he had. I don't know what disease he had.
Yeah, but if you're gonna use the word die, say, "I don't know what he
died of."
Okay. Now, you bury somebody where?
Cemetery.
All right. Any other thing you might call that?
Graveyard.
All right. Is there a difference between those two? What they used to, is there an older usage? What they used to call them more?
Graveyard.
They did? Now they started to call them more?
Cemetery.
Now what about a pub? Is there a difference between a public one and a private one that you know of?
Well, a private runs for, well, one family or one group of people have. And the public is where just in and everybody can be buried then.
Well, now, do they have different names? Do they call those? I mean, is a cemetery tending to be more public or private, or is a graveyard, or?
Well, both of them are the same.
What do you call your own little place that you have reserved?
Individual lot.
All right. What else might you call that? Can you think of anything? When you die, you put in a...
casket.
Yeah. And the minister, everybody comes to your...
funeral.
All right. Now, the immediate family, they dress in black sometimes because they're in...
mourning.
Right. Somebody said, "Well, I hope he was saved before he died," and you'd say, "Oh, now listen, I know he was." You just about that. Trying to comfort them. You'd say, "Well, now don't about that.
Don't worry about that."
Okay. Now, what is that thing that old people get sometimes that makes their joints stiff? Not arthritis. What is that?
Rheumatism.
Yeah. Now, there was a disease that they don't have much anymore. I think they eradicated it. It was one of our elders that Al was showing me in the funeral yard died of, one of the little girls. She was about 5 or 6.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. You know who that was? You know who I'm talking about?
That was Ben Bush's sister.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right, now what is that disease that causes you to turn a certain color?
Yellow.
Yeah, what is that called?
Yellow jaundice.
All right. What happens when all of a sudden you get this pain in your side and you have to operate on it?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And what do you call it now when you got something in your stomach and all of a sudden it comes up?
Yeah. Upchuck or vomit.
All right, which one is the polite term then?
Vomit.
What's the other one? That's not
polite. Upchuck, that's just a common expression.
Well now, any other terms that you can think of? What else would they say?
A lot of people said throw up.
Yeah. What's a real crude term? Do you think of a real crude term for that besides that? Somebody said, I wish you'd just go out and what? Just go out and we used to say, when we were kids, all on you, blank on you, what did they say? When I showed you what kind of kid I was, I mean, I said, okay,